News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new scientific review has found a third of women who give birth in a year struggle with long-term health complications. That's about 40 million women globally. So should postnatal care be extended in Ireland? To discuss this, we're joined by Professor Maeve Ogan, obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Rotunda Hospital. Maeve, should we be doing more to help women after they give birth?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting point. There's a traditional 6-week check where people presume, oh, this is it. It's 6 weeks since I had my baby and I now should be fully back to normal. And we know for sure that that's not true, because people experience so much at the time of birth, regardless of the type of birth. There's so many hormonal changes. There's sleep deprivation. There is the whole changes to family life that having a baby or an additional baby brings. So we know people aren't back to normal. And in fact, I think the Irish Health Service acknowledges that now, and there's a lot of more protracted postnatal support for people, either from public health nurses or GPs, hospital-based services, or indeed postnatal hubs, which are sort of community-based services that aren't everywhere, but are aiming to bring, you know, lactation support and physio support and midwifery support to the community, so closer to people. But it's important to raise awareness that, you know, women aren't elastic bands and they don't just snap back to completely how they were prior to having a baby at 6 weeks. So it's about highlighting that to people and ensuring that they do reach out.
In an ideal world, what kind of care would be there for women and for how long?
I suppose the human being is not a robot, and no two people will be exactly the same. So therefore, no two people will need the exact same supports. And really what you need is wraparound supports bespoke to what the individual person needs. So, you know, what a person needs after their fourth baby may be very different to what they need after their first baby. What they need after twins may be very different to what they need after having one baby. What they need if they've got language or access barriers may be very different to what they need if they live down the road from the hospital. So the importance is to have accessible supports and to raise awareness of them so that people know what's there or what's not there. And they know who to ask for help. They know when their baby's having their first vaccinations at 8 weeks, if they're having an issue or concern, raise that issue or concern with the GP or with the practice staff, and they can be, you know, they can be directed to the appropriate supports for them. And, you know, things, there are other developments that have helped, for example, the free of point of access contraception up to women, for women, that's now available for women up to their early 30s, means maybe that people are more likely to be seeing their GP at that time after the 6 weeks, and may then say, well, you know what, I actually don't quite feel right back to normal with problem A, B or C. And that enables people to ask for help. So other initiatives, you know, the HSE have done some work on My Health, My Language, which is video-based, translated videos for people, highlighting different issues for them and highlighting how to get support.
Okay. So, is there a greater role for community nurses?
Yes, I mean, public health nurses are absolutely fantastic, and certainly, you know, obviously, frequently are overburdened with the amount of work that they have to do. Yeah, so again, it's about the maternity services and other community services supporting them and highlighting to them, you know, other resources that exist. For example, there is now online lactation support, breastfeeding support, so people can send an email to get breastfeeding support. For example, the physios in the Rotunda Hospital do a postnatal class every Thursday morning, and this is on Zoom. So a person can be at home with their baby on their knee, they can be on mute, so there's no concern that their baby is going to be disrupting other people. Not that maternity hospitals care about disrupting babies, because we're well used to them, but it just means the person can be on mute, can listen to the expertise of the physiotherapists about returning to exercise, what's normal, what's not normal, when to seek extra help. And they can do that from the comfort of their own home. So, you know, technology has also got made real progress in terms of supporting people, but it's about people knowing that there are supports and that it's okay not to be okay at 6 weeks. And of course, there's a huge number of additional mental health supports as well for people in the perinatal period.
Okay, Professor Maeve Ogan, obstetrician gynaecologist at the Rotunda in Dublin, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your own experience after you gave birth. Was there supports there? Did you feel isolated? Did you feel on your own? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.